Hey, before we get started, I've got a special offer for you. It's not what you think. I'm going to do one email for you, a newsletter for you, absolutely free, and it includes a 20-minute phone call with me free. I'll create that email. I'll send it to you. I'll even upload it to your email system if you want. What you need to do is to go to my website and click the Contact Ken button and let me know that you'd like to take advantage of this, and I'll send you details. Okay, let's get on with today's podcast. You've heard me say how emails generate sales. Want to know exactly how? Listen to this episode. Here we go.
Welcome to the Everything Email Podcast with Ken Countess. Ken is a world-renowned email marketing expert. He'll help you 10X your business with email strategies that generate more sales. And now, here's Ken Countess.
Hey, welcome to this week's episode of the Everything Email Podcast. This is episode 105. I'm Ken Countess. You know, if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know that I always talk about email marketing's 36-to-1 return on investment. And you may be wondering, if you're not using email — if you are, of course, you know that this data is factual — but if you're not using email yet, you may be wondering, how in the world can you get a 36-to-1 ROI? Well, the secret, the little-known secret that I'm going to share with you right now, is the way email marketing works best is when you use it to build a relationship. Let's face it, nobody opens up their inbox in the morning, afternoon, or evening just to buy something. They want to learn something. They want to get informed. They want some education. So if you're constantly using your email just to sell, 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 you're not going to get that kind of return that I'm talking about. So let me give you a few tips and tricks that you can put to work right away to help boost your email results. And by the way, let me share with you that I got a text a few days ago from someone who had been using social media primarily to run his business, and he found that it just wasn't delivering. And he started using email marketing, and bingo, within a couple of days of sending the email, he got a couple of orders that gave him a return on investment of over $40 back for every dollar he spent. Trust me, this stuff does work. Okay, so when we think about building a relationship with a client or a prospect, these are some of the tips and tricks that you can put to work right away. First thing is this: you want your customers to view you as an expert resource for your products or services, and you need to show them that you're the expert they want you to be. You build this kind of trust with your customers to eventually drive more sales by sending them emails that don't directly try to sell them your products and services. A couple of examples. Let's take a pet sitter. A pet sitter, for example, can share tips on reducing a pet's anxiety during fireworks. A landscaper may share how to keep weeds out of the garden. The possibilities really are endless. You may feel like you lower your value to your customers when you teach them parts of your job, but really, you become more valuable to them, and they'll keep coming back to you because you've proven to them that you are an expert at what you do. So what do? You write a subject line that addresses the customer's challenges. Keep the text about the tip short and concise. Don't go on and on and on. What you can do is, if you have a blog that gives them more detail, include a link to the blog in your email. And by the way, when they click on that, that means that you are engaging them more deeply than if they just open up the email. Make sure that you limit your product mentions or links to those products to just one or two in the email. Maybe you have a Facebook page. You can direct them to a discussion on the Facebook page that relates directly to that tip, so your customers can share the information with others. Remember that the people they share with could be potential new customers for you. It's not about how big your list is. It's using that list that you have to send information to people information they could use. And if they find it valuable, I guarantee they will share it with people they know, and that will help you grow your list and grow your business. Make sure that you invite your customers to reach out to you for more ideas or to get help on the subject. And make sure that you include a clear call to action that drives people to your website and other product pages of relevant products that you have. I can't stress enough that the essence of being successful with email marketing is just to be consistent. Just send out these tips and tricks, and occasionally you can put an offer out there. Generally, it's an 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, you should be delivering useful, valuable information, educational information, which gives you permission 20% of the time to be making sales offers. Okay? And that is how emails boost sales. Now it's your turn. Let's hear from you. Do you have a story you'd like to tell about how you're using email marketing? Or maybe you just have questions. Drop me an email at ken@kenisemail.com. Hey, thanks for listening this time around. If you're interested in working with me, go to kenisemail.com/packages. kenisemail.com/packages. And don't forget to join my mailing list. If you're not already on it, go on my website, kenisemail.com, kenisemail.com, and go ahead and join my list there. Hey, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Email Podcast with Ken Countess. If you like the podcast, tell your friends and coworkers about it. Be sure to visit kenisemail.com to sign up for Ken's mailing list. You'll get great marketing tips every week in your inbox. Have questions? Send Ken an email. It's ken@kenisemail.com. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Every week you get great tips on how to use email marketing in a way that makes you more money. With an ROI of 36 to 1, if you're not yet using email, you really should be. Learn more at my website at kenisemail.com. And if you'd like to learn how to work together, go to kenisemail.com/packages. kenisemail.com/packages. We'll see you next week.